this level in terms of reproducibility. So I hope I've shown you that patients who are defined as node negative and central node do better than those defined as negative with axillary lymph node dissection. That is because we are examining them more thoroughly and that we are identifying more micrometastases. And micrometastases do appear to have a poorer prognosis than those patients who are node negative. That's an opinion, but I think the data on that is becoming increasingly good. So I do think we are becoming more accurate in staging, and I don't think we're overstaging, at least at the micrometastasis level. The data on patient survival with isolated tumour cells is less convincing. We have relatively few numbers, even in the big series, and I'm really not entirely certain that we've sorted that one out. There is certainly some accumulating data, and the Dutch data is probably the most solid, saying that they also have a poorer prognosis in those patients who are node negative. I've mentioned all these confounding factors and problems that we have, and I apologise that many of those confounding factors are entirely down to the pathologists. And I take that when, sort of, particularly in this audience, I know you're going to...